Your assignment in this lesson will be to create a podcast about World War I. You're a journalist who has been put into the trenches with a company. Now, radio broadcasts were not common in World War I, but I want you to use today's technology, iPods and podcasts, and describe for me what it would be like to be in the trenches with American troops in 1918. Okay, this is the rubric. You must use at least 5 vocabulary from the World War I unit to attain all 5 points in this category. You must use props like background, sound, music, and other people, etc. The props and the sounds must be relevant to the cast to obtain all 5 points in this category. The broadcast must sound authentic, using information from that time like events, issues, pop culture, slang, etc. for all 5 points in this category. It must be no less than 2 minutes and not more than 5 for all 5 points in this category. Just so you know, for every 15 seconds it's short of 2 minutes or beyond 5 minutes, 1 point will be lost. The following I want you to listen to. It's an example of one of the podcasts that I've done. I want to show you how it can be done. It starts with a bomb explosion, so I don't want you to be startled, okay? It's about a journalist actually in the trenches of World War I. It is my duty to give you the most unsettling this war that has consumed the world. But I must be careful not to give news which would convey information that would give our enemies the advantage. During this war, and in my entrenchment, I will not divulge information that will give location or strategies, but I will try to give you as much information about this battle between good and evil to keep you informed of how mightily our boys are fighting. I have been in this war zone for 1 month now and cannot get used to the sounds of war. In this time I have seen our men not only holding the lines of defense, but moving forward against the Germans, the Krauts, as they've become known. I have been among our dead and our wounded, and have talked with soldiers marching fresh to the front. The horrible mess and stench of war is enough to call it quits. But nothing that I have seen or heard from either the British or American troops would lead me to believe that they have been demoralized. In fact, the Germans have been taken by surprise by the fight that our men have in their hearts. So there you are. This is an example of a podcast that represents a correspondent in the field during World War I. Now, this is nothing special. It can be done using a program called Audacity. There are other programs that you could use to compose your iPod cast. You don't even have to use an iPod. You can use another means if you prefer to do so, but the school has the iPods here for you to use if you want to do so. All right. If you have any questions, please come see me, and I'll be happy to help you. Good luck and enjoy this project, because that's what you should do. Thank you. Take care.